Welcome to the Bethel Church Podcast. Each week you'll be able to check in for our messages from Sunday and other material. We hope that our messages encourage you in your walk in daily faith with Jesus. Make sure to check out our website, bethelstratford.org.
If your church has been around long enough, they've probably got one of these hanging on their wall somewhere. It's a painting of a shepherd and a sheep. Well, lots of sheep. Beautiful green pastures, still waters. It's quiet, it's peaceful. It's all of that. But have you ever tried to steer a sheep? All right, time for dinner. Come back. No, it's okay. You guys, wait. We're friends. Why do you run? Hey, don't get smart aleck with me, all right? All right, someone's getting the shears. And if I'm to be honest, sheep, they're dumb. I don't know if you've heard. No, they're just not as smart as other animals. No, they're dumb. Like, walk off a cliff just because it's there, dumb. All right, do you want me to take you out to pasture? Because I will take you out to pasture. No, no, come back. Aaron, no, Aaron, over here, over here.
Goodness gracious, they're just stubborn. Skittish, too. Fearful little things.
Oh, don't be like that. Do you want me to get the shepherd's hook? Do you want me to get the shepherd's hook?
Hey, I'm the one that feeds you. Hey, don't ignore me.
I think I get kids ministry now.
Fine. I love you.
You ever wondered why Jesus called us a sheep? Kind of a bitter pill to swallow, huh? But if we were to closely examine our lives, look at all the messes that we make, how fearful we are, how fickle and wayward we can, well, if I can just put it bluntly, how dumb we can be, we are sheep. Yeah, sheep, that's about right. But thankfully, God sent us a good shepherd, someone who will be gentle with us when we are far from home, someone who will be firm when he needs to be. Doesn't it say everything that God picked shepherds to send the good news of Jesus' birth? And that right there should remind us of his shepherding ways right off the bat. That first Christmas, it was a sign of peace with God for all eternity. And our shepherd, he paid the price for that peace. The highest price. I don't know about you, but this Christmas, it means so much to me that I have a good shepherd.
Good morning. My name is Chad. I'm the lead pastor here at Bethel Church, and today we're continuing our series on Advent. And as you've already could tell, today we are talking about peace. We're talking about peace, and as we look at this Advent series and this season of the wonder of Christmas, so many times with the rushing around, the different things that we do at Christmas to celebrate Christmas, but really just to spend time with family, it really does take our attention away for what Christmas is really about. Christmas is where Jesus came for us, to die for us, to save us, to restore us. And so the wonder of Christmas includes the wondrous peace, as we're talking about this morning. Because not only was our Savior born, but he was also meant That also meant our good shepherd had finally arrived. Our good shepherd had finally arrived. And see, the baby born in Bethlehem in a sheep pen of all places would grow up to lead and guide and provide and protect and bring peace to all of us who followed him as our good shepherd. See, when we were in Israel, when we were in Jerusalem, It was interesting to find out that years and years ago, a queen came, and when she found out this is the area where they believe that Jesus was born, in certain areas, this is they believe that this is where this happened, they built churches on top of it. And so we went to this one church in Bethlehem, and as you get up to where the stage would be, off to the side, there's these steep, steep stairs. Actually, in Canada, they would probably be unsafe. There was no railings. There was nothing. And everybody wanted to get down these stairs into a door because underneath this platform was where they believed the stable was. And so we have pictures of where we're sitting on the floor right beside where there's a monument of a star on the floor to show where the star would have been. And then as you step down even farther down into this cave underneath this church, they have some candles on one side and another side symbolizing this is where the stable would be. And when we as Canadians, as people who are living in the 20th century, when we think of a stable, we think of a barn. When we think of Jesus being born with a bunch of animals, we have these things on our property, we have these things on our front lawns to celebrate that, but we don't have caves. But this is where Jesus would have been born, and more in a cave. It was just interesting to be down in there, and even if it wasn't exactly where Jesus was, it was a reminder, it was an identification of, oh my goodness, not even a nice barn. A cave. This is where the King of Kings was born. The one who came for us. See, it's worth noting that the little town of Bethlehem, where our good shepherd was born, was known as the city of David. And for all the references to shepherds in the Bible, David, the once upon time shepherd, he wrote arguably the best well-known psalm that describes God as our shepherd. And so let's read together Psalms 23. If you have your Bibles, turn there. It will be on the screen as well. But let's read Psalms 23 together. Many of us, you might know it from heart, but let's just read this together. Psalms 23, verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valleys, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. Psalms 23 is a passage of peace for our weary and wandering souls this Christmas. Already this morning, we've talked multiple times about just needing to take a deep breath to receive peace in our hearts. See, the Psalms connects with people because it offers comfort to those who have endured the most difficult periods in life. It's a psalm about protection and provision, and it moves people towards peace through the relationship status of the Good Shepherd. And the baby who was born in a manger on the first Christmas would grow up, and he would say this in John 10, verse 14 and 15. Jesus himself says, "I am the Good Shepherd. For I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep." What everybody was waiting for. Just wanted to say good morning. So many of us have to realize that we are sheep. And we need a good shepherd. One of our media team, they came in, they saw the sheep, and they said, well, that's not the right sheep. It's not white, not white as snow. To which I said, well, that's because it represents us, not Jesus. And you want to know how quickly they responded? There's a little bit of white right there. Right? But isn't that us? Isn't that us? When we begin to realize that something represents us, there's a little bit of white there. It's not that bad, Chad. The Good Shepherd. See, we can experience peace on earth because we have the Good Shepherd. And he knows us. Not only does he know us, but he's willing to lay down his life for us. He laid down his life for you and me. He gave everything to provide for us and to protect us. Today, I want to take a look at the words that Jesus said, that I am a good shepherd, and I want to pair them with the words that David wrote to get a better understanding of the peace available to you and me this Christmas. The first thing I want to look at is the peace of provision. The peace of provision. Jesus is willing to provide. He's willing to look after us. See, David says this in Psalms 23. I lack nothing. I lack nothing. So many times, we lack peace because we worry about our provision. We worry about our provision. See, Jesus longs to be our provider, to be our provision. Matthew 11, verse 28 says this, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. All of you who are weary and burdened. See, how many of us do we lose sleep over the fact that do we have enough money? Do we have enough time? Do we have enough love? Do you have enough? What is your blank this morning that you worry about? What is your enough that you're missing, that you feel like you have to try to find? See, it's beautiful that Jesus isn't saying, come to me and you will have enough of everything. It's not what he says. Instead, he says, come to me and I will provide you with enough rest for your soul. In other words, if you need peace, come and get it. See, it says we lack nothing. Some verses will say, I lack nothing. Some will say, I do not want. See, the difficulty is we forget how rich we are. We forget how blessed we are. Because we live a life of comparison. We live a life of looking at others instead of looking at Christ. See, how many of us, we have to realize, so many of us in this room this morning, you decided what to wear to church this morning. Many of you chose what pair of shoes to wear. Do you know how rich you are? That you got to decide what outfit to wear? Do you know how rich you are that you get to decide what pair of shoes to wear? Now, I understand that we do live in a first world nation, So we suffer from first world problems. But we have to remember that. Jesus says, come to me and I will provide you with enough rest for your soul. This rest, this peace, is a great picture of a shepherd making the sheep lie down. See, in Psalms 23, it says, verse 2, he says, he makes me lie down by still waters. Too often do you and I need to be forced to lay down. We live in a life, we live in a spot where we run. We run. But see, we need to stop running. We need to stop running after the things that are not of Jesus and not for him. Instead, God is saying, come to me, all who are weary. See, Luke writes in chapter 12, verse 31 and 32, but seek his kingdom and all these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. He's pleased to give you the kingdom. See, Jesus spoke quite a bit about the kingdom of God. It was not a different state. It was, in a sense, a state of mind. It was a place we can choose to live. However, we need to learn to seek it. And quite honestly, it's difficult, but it's not impossible. To find peace outside the kingdom of God. You can find it. It's not impossible, but it's very difficult. Jesus says this, I know where you can find just what you're looking for in life, and it's in God's kingdom. It's in his kingdom. See, the key to God's kingdom is to remember that it's an upside-down kingdom. It's an upside-down kingdom. To get, you have to give. This is why it's so upside down for us. To be first, you choose last. So seeking God's kingdom is remembering that it is truly better to give than to receive. And it's not just at Christmas. It's all the time. To give, to think of others first, to lay down our selfishness. To allow the shepherd to lead. See, if any of this is confusing, and if you're concerned about it, listen again to what Jesus says, our good shepherd. In Luke 11, 9, he says, so I say to you, ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. See, when you think of the word ask, we ask, we seek, we knock. We have a good shepherd who keeps an ear open. He wants you and I to come to him. He is the key to opening the door of peace during the Christmas season. Here's the dilemma. Many of us read this verse and we say, well, Chad, I've asked. I've asked and he didn't give. I knocked, but he didn't open the door. See, the difficulty is it says, when you seek, you will find. But see, there's other scriptures that say, seek with all your heart. Does Jesus have all your heart? See, we sing all the time, worthy of it all. But if we're honest, as we have people over for Christmas season right now, as people are coming to visit, many of you are the same as all of us. There's probably one room that you don't let your company into. Could be your kid's bedroom. Could be your bedroom. Probably the laundry room. I'm loving these houses that I see online that they have like a kitchen and then they have like a hidden kitchen. Like most of us dream of those homes. Where it's like, look at this massive meal I cooked for you and my kitchen is spotless. You ordered in. See, the same is with God. So many of us allow God into all of our lives, except this part. God, you can look into all of it. I surrender it all. You are worthy of it all. But I'm just asking you, Father, not to look into this part. Don't look into this room. Don't look into these thoughts. Lord, you can have all of my life. Just don't touch my finances. Lord, just don't touch my relationships. Don't touch my job. My identity is in my job. See, too many of us don't want our identification as a sheep. But see, a sheep is looked after by the good shepherd. And the good shepherd protects and provides. Good shepherd looks after his sheep.
God bless the sheep.
I do like this shirt. The second thing is the path of peace. See, the perfect part here is you're all laughing because he's nibbling on my shirt, but too often that you guys prefer the taste of a shirt than what Jesus provides for you. Some good Holy Spirit moments there. And then you laugh at yourself and you go right back to the shirt. The second thing I want to talk to you about is the path of peace. The path of peace. See, Psalms 23, it says this, he guides me. He guides me. Do we follow what God says? How many people here in your car, you still have a paper map? Just raise your hand. Raise your hand nice and high if you have a paper map. It's all right. I'm not going to fully embarrass you. I won't embarrass you. But see, here's the thing about a paper map. If you bought that map 6 months ago, and I'm willing to bet you didn't, I'm willing to bet it was like 6 years ago. It is fully, some people want to defend themselves. Hold on a second, Chad. No, but here's the truth. Even if it was 6 months ago, it's already outdated. It's already outdated. Because there's so many different roads. The subdivisions are being built. Roads are changing. See, most of us, we have maps on our phones, we have them in our cars, we have GPSs, and what you have to realize is they constantly are getting updated. They give us alerts, they let us know when roads are closed, they let us know when traffic is heavy. It also lets us know when there's police on the road. Jesus wants to continue update our path. We just need to be listening. See, we need to listen to God. John 10, 27 says this, my sheep know my voice. I know them and they follow me. See, sheep don't always just go where they want to go. They go where the shepherd guides them. When they learn that the shepherd provides and protects. See, as we talk every Sunday morning, we talk about laying down our burdens to Lord. for all of us in the room, many of us in the room, many watching online, this is not news to us. We know that. But for some reason, we continually carry our burdens. Do you want to know that what that makes us? Sheep. See, it's interesting. You see in the video where he says, you want me to get the shepherd's hook? I had a professor tell me when I was going into ministry, he said, Chad, I just want to leave you with this as you leave. A good shepherd learns the balance between the rod and the staff. See, the staff will hook the sheep back when they're in danger. Many of us don't like the feeling when we get hooked by the neck. Many times it's pulling us out of danger. Many of us don't like the rod, which is when you give the sheep a little crack in the backside to get them moving. Not that any of you would need the rod. But he pushes us down the path. He gets us walking on the path. He leads them by still waters and green pastures. But the truth of the matter is this, a good shepherd also leads them to the shears. No matter where he leads you, no matter where he leads me, it's always for our best. It's always for our best. See, what we have to understand, we've talked about this in the past, where when the Israelites left Egypt, the fastest way for them to get to the promised line was through Philistines. The problem was this. It says right in Scripture, but God knew if they faced war that quickly, they would have turned back and went back to Egypt. So if you feel like you're on the long path, maybe you are. Chad, I think there's a shorter route. Maybe. But God knows that if you went on the shorter route and you encountered difficulty, you would turn back. So he has you on a longer path that might be frustrating, but it's better for you. See, John 16:33, it says, I have told you this, these things, so that you, that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. Take heart, I have overcome the world. This is what Jesus tells his disciples the night before his death. Not you may have trouble, but you will have trouble. See, here's what we have to remember. Many of us, when we have trouble, we think we're out of the will of God. When we have trouble, we think we've done something wrong. We actually have good Christian people that will say to you, oh, you must have sin in your life. Can I first tell you that I'm sorry if you've gone through difficult times and people question your faith? Because Scripture tells us that we will. We will have trouble. It's not the promises we want to hold on to. But we will. But here's the amazing thing. God is with us in the storm. See, Daniel didn't get rescued from the lion's den. God was with him in it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't miss the furnace. Jesus stood with them in it. So if you're in a furnace, if you're in a lion's den, if you're in a storm, just know that the good shepherd is with you. He's leading you. He will lead you out of it. He will light up the path for you. John 8:12 says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. He will light up your path so you can walk in light and walk in peace. The last one I want to talk to you about tonight or this morning is the peace of presence, not the presence under the tree. The peace of his presence in our lives. The peace of his presence with us. See, Psalms 23, it tells us that you are with me. Talking about the shepherd. See, what you have to understand is shepherds live with the sheep. They live with them. They walk with them. The reason they would put them into caves is the shepherd would actually lay down in the entrance of the cave so the sheep couldn't get out. For them to get out, they would have to jump over the shepherd. See, some of you are just too good at jumping. And then you wonder where you are. You stay close to the shepherd. He's walking with you. He will guide you. See, the shepherds walk with them, they eat with them, and they sleep where they sleep. The good shepherd is no different. Jesus came to be with us and to save us so that we would be together for eternity. Matthew 1, verse 23 says, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." God is with you every moment of the day. Some of us need to remember that. Wherever you go, whatever you do, whatever you say, God is right there. Sees it all, hears it all. For some of us who go through hard times or are in the hard times, he feels it. See, the amazing thing about Jesus and how he can feel what we feel, I want you to think when he went and raised Lazarus from the dead. He shows up and Lazarus' sisters are crying. They're sad they've lost their brother. Like, only if you would have come earlier. And it says that Jesus scolds them and questions where their faith is. No, it doesn't. It tells us that he wept with them. He stood there crying with them. And what did Jesus already know? Jesus knew in that moment, I'm about to raise him from the dead. And he stood there and cried. He feels it with you. His presence is with you. He came to be God with us. See, Christmas reminds us that the God who walked with us in the garden has always longed to be with us. He's always longed to be with you and me. What we have to remember is God is still God. He could have saved us any way that he wanted to. However, what God wanted was to be with us. What God wanted was to show us his desire to walk with us, to be in relationship with us. It's not just a promise for Christmas. It's not just a promise for a time. It's a promise forever. Remember what we read in Psalms 23, the very last verse. Many of us know Psalms 23, but I think we forget the last verse. Jesus said, before he ascended for his resurrection, he says this, Matthew 28:19. "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of age." David wraps up 23 with a promise to be together forever. And Jesus, before he leaves, has the same promise. "I am with you always, to the very end of the age." We miss the word surely. Surely. Surely he will be with you. He promises us his presence. He promises us our peace. See, Philippians, as you get ready for this season, Philippians 4, 6 to 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving. You have to remember to start with thanksgiving, not the holiday, but actually thanking God for all the blessings in our lives. Present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. It'll guard your hearts and your minds. There's a supernatural peace. You saw when this lamb first came out, it's making a couple noises, wasn't sure of the situation. And you see, the longer it stayed in my arms, the more it's just resting. The more it's just at peace. Many of you just need to learn how to rest in the shepherd's arms. You'll find your rest, a supernatural rest. And David ends Psalms 23 with verse 6. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. See, sometimes peace seems untenable, especially when life is crazy and life is busy. But let these words resonate in your heart as you continue through the Christmas season. God's goodness and his unfailing love will follow you all the days of your life. The good days, the bad days, the peaceful days, and the painful days. God provides the peace that you need on the path of life, and he promises to be present with you permanently at all times. Let's pray together. Prayer team, will you come? Stand across the front. This morning, as we talk about peace, some of us in this room, see, the moment we're away from the shepherd, we get anxious. This morning, I want to give you guys a chance. The lack of better words, just to get back in the arms of the shepherd. He does want to hold you. He does want to walk with you. He wants to bring you peace. And so this morning as we close, why don't you let these wonderful people across the front to pray with you, to encourage you. Moses needed Aaron and Hur to lift his arms up so that he could finish the fight. Just let these people lift your arms. Let's stand together. Father, I thank you for this morning. I thank you for a privilege and honor just to come into your house to worship you, to celebrate you. And Lord, I thank you for your supernatural peace, that you are a good shepherd. And that, Lord, you will provide for us. You will guide us. And you want to be present with us all the time, so that we can have a supernatural peace in the storm. And so, Father, I just thank you for this morning. I thank you for the privilege and honor to worship you. And Lord, as we leave this place, let us be a light for you. let us shine bright. And Lord, I pray that as we continue to be that light, that we will show people you, and that, Lord, they can follow you for their lives. Let us be that light this Christmas season. And so, Holy Spirit, guide us and give us strength in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Go and receive prayer.
Thanks for checking out this week's message, Bethel Church Podcast. We hope that it's blessed you and encouraged you, and that you come back and check out next week's message as well.